listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
And I'm from the murder capital where they murder for capital. Heard about at least 3 killings this afternoon. Looking at the news like, damn, I was just with them at the school. No shop class, but half the school got a tool. And I could die any day attitude. Plus his little brother got shot repping this avenue. It's time for us to stop and redefine black power. 41 souls murdered in 50 hours. The paper read murder. Black on black murder. Black on black murder. Is it genocide? Cause I can still hear his mama cries. Know the family traumatized. Shots left holes in his face about piranha size. The old pastor closed the cold casket. Said the church ain't got enough room for all the tombs. It's a war going on outside. We ain't safe from. I feel the pain in my city wherever I go. 314 soldiers died in Iraq. 509 died in Chicago. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We are live on a Monday. Very somber Monday, man. That's like one of them days where you're just like, a bunch of sad shit happened and now we gotta go be funny. like give me a break, news. Jesus Christ, is anything good happening? No, the answer is no, nothing good is happening.
I do have a random thought.
Go ahead, buddy.
And this is just one that I can think of. When me and you had went out to eat, was yesterday, the day before yesterday, why don't more restaurants, because I was realizing while the server was taking the order, she had like a little small electronic pad that she was using and she was taking the order. Why don't more restaurants do that? It's convenient. It's probably laid out just like the other screens the server use, and as soon as they finish, they can submit it. You know, because me and you have served before, and sometimes shorthand ain't the best. Sometimes you can't read your own shorthand depending on how much your restaurant invest into technology. Sometimes your ticket that the server writes on actually goes on the cook's line and they hang it and they're reading off of that, and sometimes they have systems that computer generate and print it out, and this will help get orders there quicker because I'm at the table, I hit submit and your shit goes straight over there, and then I'm going to the next table and do whatever I need to do. It just makes the process quicker. You're least likely to have mistakes, in my opinion, you know, from places that the few places that we ate that had that. I'm assuming the technology must be expensive, you know, because very, very few places don't have them. I'm assuming pencil and paper probably beats that out hands down. It's probably cost per server.
I mean, if they won't even pay the servers, like, $2.15, you know.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I think a lot of places aren't. I mean, you would think that the more they can automate the dining experience, the more they want to but not just out of mistakes and customer service reasons, but mostly to cut out on waiters and cut down on your cost, for all, you know, mistakes and things of that nature. I mean, I do like it when they have the automated tablet things. I don't know if somebody's gonna figure out how to hack them or what, but we'll see. The only things I don't like when they do the automated tablet thing is normally you have to write your tip like she gave me her pad yesterday at Metro Diner and was like, put the tip in yourself, you know. So like, what if you what if you got a bad server and you don't want to give them a big tip, and now you gotta basically in their face be like, nothing, nigga, you did terrible, or $3, you're horrible, you know. Like, I don't know, that's a little awkward. They gotta figure something out with that.
Correct.
Maybe print out the receipt and give it to you beforehand.
That would make more sense.
I do like the idea, but mostly because I don't like when waiters think there's a fucking reward for not writing my order down.
Come on.
So that's a way that you have to write the order down, you know. So that part I get with, but yeah, that's an interesting thing. I know they do it at Chili's. You can even order directly from your table, but
yeah,
to me the customer service in Chili's is terrible.
And
so it's like, there's a fine line between like, here's an automated pad and here's just an automated service, and the waiter comes by every 30 minutes because they don't really have anything to do.
That, and also with Chili's, and I'm trying to be funny, I think that they started that shit because they know they slow. You know how the Chili's like, look, we know we're slow, so here, order your shit here. You know, ring your order up here, get your dessert here, because a lot of times it's probably quicker and more convenient for the customer to do that than wait on their goddamn server, because the service there is horrible.
So I guess it just depends on the restaurant, you know, now some of these restaurants, you know, it's very, like, I'm sure there's a cost of this automation as well. So yeah. Not everybody can handle it. Not everybody has a system set up from it. Like, if it's a newer restaurant, it's probably easier. If you, you know, some of these new trendy gentrified places and shit, you can see them doing it.
Right.
But some of these, like, old places, it might take
years.
A while, unless it's like a big chain.
Right.
Then maybe it's easier because you're just like, we're going to automate all the IHOPs or something like that.
Right,
but
you just kind of add it into whatever cost you're doing, and you probably get a big discount from ordering thousands of little small pads versus if, you know, you're kind of an independent diner, you might get a discount, but you ain't going to get no big discount. You're probably going to be paying hundreds of dollars per pad, and you're paying $2.30 an hour.
Yep. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into all these horrible news items.
I tried to lighten it up a little bit, but I was just thinking about that because we went out to eat yesterday, and I had grit cake. Oh, it was so good, y'all.
Yeah, I've had it before. Some fancy shrimp and grits that had grit cake instead of just the grits, and it's delicious. It is good.
Yeah, it is good, and I didn't know what to expect because she put the plate down, and all I seen was like sauce and shrimp and sausage and shit with a big old ass block in the middle. I was looking like, what my goddamn grits?
You are quick to order something without reading what it's actually made of.
I was like, what my grits?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I didn't know that was coming in cake form.
Yeah, like Karen, like, she'll order shrimp and grits from just about anywhere.
I'm a sucker for them.
But then she'll order, just, I notice all the time, you just order stuff and then you're surprised when it gets there, and I'm like, did you not read this shit? Like, what if they would have came back with some food you didn't like or some horrible ingredient? And that's happened a few times too. Or
yes, that has. So I'm starting to read the menu a little bit more.
Like a waste of a meal, but you know, I guess the from now on, I'm just gonna have to, whenever that happens, I'm gonna tell them to split the check. And be like, just let Karen, first of all, get all the cutlery off the table. And then split the check. She's paying for hers because I'm not paying for something she wouldn't read.
Yeah, that might be a problem because I'm gonna tell you right now, you have spoiled me. And that's one thing about being in the marriage like we got. You spend your money on me. So when we go out to eat, you get the bill, buddy.
I feel like as a feminist, you should be offended by that.
I am not.
Everybody should just pay their part and no chivalry.
This is your fault. You made the standards high and they will not be lowered.
Well, I've been reading some blogs and it's time to change, okay? Mm-hmm. No more opening doors. You can get them for yourself. You a strong black woman.
Mm-mm.
And you can do it yourself. I'm gonna just switch the rules in the middle of the marriage.
Nope, you can't switch the rule. This is your fault because that's the thing, like, you have spoiled me. I have certain expectations and a certain lifestyle that I like to live. And I like to, when we go out to eat, you pull out the card and you fit the bill.
According,
I don't mind paying for it.
According,
you know,
to the blogs I read and the black people I follow on Twitter and their relationship advice, I'm clearly doing too much. Okay, guys?
Mm.
You know, we have to stop watching Insecure and use condoms more often. And then also, you got to start paying for half of everything, according to the blogs.
Well,
so
I'm gonna tell you one thing: don't let social media get you fucked up in the streets, because this house ain't got nothing to do with them niggas on social media.
All right. Well, from my understanding, I only need to pay for half of what the things around here, and I need to be able to come on your face at any time. According to the internet relationships,
y'all are crazy as fuck if y'all listen to them lunatics out online, because honey, they will get you fucked up in the paint, because every woman is different and there's certain shit that I could, you know, because that's the thing, I've set certain standards for you, so you know, you start slacking off, my standards gonna lower too. Hey, we all can have no standards up in this bitch.
All right, let's talk about this horrible news, okay? Avoiding is not gonna make us not talk about it.
I know, I'm trying not to talk about it, y'all.
Well, what's funny is I don't have a lot to say to, like, I guess maybe I do, I don't know, but I don't feel that strongly. We had another one of the record setting, you know, massacres in America, a lone gunman, a lone wolf, Guess the rings.
Come on, guess the rings.
No official, no, not a terrorist attack, guys. Not a hate crime or anything like that. Just a lone wolf. Just a guy like any other guy. He's just a guy. Just a guy with 10 rifles. You know how it is. Honestly, the details are still a little bit sketchy. I've seen people say things about what kind of gun he had and stuff, but I haven't actually seen any confirmed like this is the kind of gun. People heard the way it was firing, so then there's like it must have been illegal, but then they have some weird laws in Nevada where it happened, where you might be able to have a gun like that,
right? Because it varies from state to state.
I think in the rush to judge everything, people have come out and said, you know, all kinds of stuff. People are fighting, people are online, you know, doing their rants. There's a lot of the, you know, I don't like, I see people being like, the steps in the media are gonna be blank, 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 and blank, which they always are. But the steps in the social media are blank, 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 and blank, and blank as well. Like, even the people that are anti-gun or pro-gun restrictions or whatever, all that shit's the same. Like, I'm getting tired of wasting my breath. At this point in America, you just have to go out and hope you don't get killed. That's America.
Every day.
Yeah, that's America. This is America. This is like, as much as I think there are many of us here in this country that disagree with the amount of gun ownership and the NRA and all that shit, it's not making a dent. If anything, it's getting worse. And I knew after Sandy Hook, we will never in our lifetime see any legislation mm-hmm. enforced or passed mm-hmm. that will restrict guns more than they are now.
Nope.
Much of this stuff is already on the books.
Yes, it is.
Which is something that a lot of people don't ever get to, but because they get caught in the semantics of the argument and they miss the fucking biggest tree in the woods, which is most of these guys are already doing something illegal. I'm not just saying just shooting somebody.
Mm-mm.
But it's like normally the way they get their guns. Dylan Roof got his gun illegally, wasn't supposed to have it. The check didn't come back until a month later. Depending on what they say about these guns, if they are legally modified to be automatic weapons, that is also supposed to be against the law. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
They have laws against the law.
But we're in a country where you can sell the gun that's not automatic, and you can sell the kit to make it automatic. Like, who are we kidding? This fight has been won already.
Mm-hmm.
This battle is not, I hate to be so cynical, man, but I am. You know, I saw people tweeting out, like, numbers of congressmen and people to call. For what?
Right.
They're not gonna do shit. After Sandy Hook, you had all these people that, one, refused to even vote on the proposal that Obama had to sort of strengthen gun. Keep in mind, there's no one in this country who's advocating to ban guns.
Right.
So automatically, there's zero people in the political discourse that are even starting with, we need to get rid of guns. You know, everybody's fucking fave Bernie Sanders. That nigga is pro NRA because it's different in his state, right? Anyway, the point being, even the tepid compromise that is the proposal that Obama had after a bunch of fucking white kids got killed from an affluent, you know, town, they refused to hear that. There are people who still legitimately think that shit was some sort of hoax. They're gonna start saying that about this. They say that about Pulse. They say it about all these shootings. They don't care. If they don't care about little innocent white children, they're never gonna care about any other group of people dying. Ever. Like, we're going to die and no one will ever give a fuck about this. And it's working because I'm starting to stop give a fuck about. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Mm-mm.
I go, that's tragic. I watch the news for 10 minutes and I change because it's just another day in America. This is the cost of the Second Amendment. It's the cost of, you know, I saw people blaming like the NRA lobby. Did y'all know the NRA don't even give that much money? They steadily give money, but they don't actually give huge payouts to these politicians, because it actually doesn't really matter who they give the money to, Democrat or Republican.
No, they give it across the board. They don't give a
fuck. Whoever they give it to is probably going to win or lose or whatever, and the NRA has enough money to be like, that's fine. You know, it literally is a hopeless situation, in my opinion. That, like, it's, and it's not the NRA. The people are the poison. The people in the citizens of America are not good people in general. As a general country, as the things that we do, as the components we are made up of, we lie to ourselves. We feed our own egos. We talk in these great platitudes, but when it comes down to what we do in this country, more often than not, we're not a good country. We care more about having these toys as guns than the lives of innocent people at a fucking concert, dog. It's already started. Like, the excuses, the rationalization, the defenses, it's already started. There's already people, you know, like, I remember laughing at Alex Jones and his Sandy Hook truth or shit, being like, what a fucking crazy man. But you know what? Alex Jones was on CBS doing an interview this year, or ABC, or one of those shows. He was on national TV getting interviewed, dog. He's legitimized. You know? Fox News has already got people on the air being like, I don't see what the problem is. Isn't it really some other shit? Not the fact that this happened? Like, I don't know, man. I don't feel any level of hope or optimism. I don't feel like anything's going to change, and especially under this administration. But you couldn't even get it changed under the Obama administration, because lazy ass voters didn't even want to vote in their local elections.
Right.
They didn't mind putting Obama back in office as president, but then they went and put Republicans in office beneath him, which they knew would keep his agendas from being passed. So even then, we didn't have the fortitude to pull through. So how are we going to have it now? You know, I guess it's one of those things where, after Pulse, after this is, I don't know, I feel numb, I feel angry a little bit, but not even that angry, you know, like, people were in my mentions all day trying to argue with this tweet I had, or, you know how it is. If you have a tweet that goes viral, like, motherfuckers jump in your mentions and try to adjust it to what they feel like it should be. But I said what the fuck I said, and I mean it. These people dying are the cost of the Second Amendment as far as America's concerned.
Yes, sir.
And America, you know, like I said, they had a come to Jesus moment after Sandy Hook. Those motherfuckers did not want to even vote on the shit. You know, hashtag not all Americans, I guess, if that makes people feel better, but it don't make me feel no better. You know, sure, there's some people that are, you know, trying to bring up, like, oh yeah, you know, I fought Newtown and we tried to organize after that. What does it matter when your countrymen don't care, though?
Right.
How long are we going to be in denial that this is a country? You know, like, it just, there's not even movement on this. If anything, there's movement back. Do you know more politicians lost their job for voting for supporting Obama's gun restriction proposal, then none of them lost for that were against it, by the way. So tell me that ain't America. We don't even hold these people's feet to the fire to get the change that we claim to want, and all we do is talk ourselves into a stalemate every time this shit happens, because the status quo is already there. Nothing's going to change.
Mm-mm.
You know, this is the exact thing that people want. You know, everybody wants this shit to change without doing anything.
No, right. You don't want to put in no work. You don't want to put in no effort. You don't want to vote. You don't want to do shit. But yet you're angry and you want things to change. And that's not realistic either.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm at a loss, man. I don't have anything profound to say. I don't have anything optimistic or hopeful to say. I feel like a lot of people, maybe they feel helpless too, and that, and maybe that's why they're saying like, we can just call this politician, or we can just get this thing passed, or we can get some more laws. And it's like, it's not the laws, it's the people. The guns are already in the streets. Unless they're gonna radically go in people's houses and take their guns, the way that every fucking NRA ad has been shaped to make these white people scared, you know? I mean, even the enforcement of gun restrictions has always just been racist in this country, because it's based, you know, we a racist country. We're not a good country. You know what I mean? When the Black Panthers started arming themselves, they passed laws just to keep the Black Panthers from having guns.
Correct.
And everybody else can have theirs. Like, that's the reality of the situation. The country's fucked up. They've decided a long time ago, they made a deal with the devil that 59 people getting killed and 527 getting injured on a random Sunday night just out having a good time, they don't give a fuck. And then it was white people,
right? They was at a country concert having a good time, honey, hee-hawing.
They don't care. Like, when the Pulse shooting, it was kind of like these agendas of a lot of negative conservative motherfuckers being, I don't like, you know, that them gays, and you know, there are preachers out there saying hateful, bigoted shit, but these are just white people having, these are the fucking wheelhouse people of who vote for Make America Great Again.
Correct.
And they don't care about these motherfuckers either. You know, they have literally sold their lives, the likelihood of themselves dying, out of just a fear of us. Because like I said a long time ago, man, these, every bullet in America that is sold with the promise you can kill a nigga. Like,
right.
To take some Black person's life. That is what these bullets are about. White people have armed themselves because they never gave us fucking reparations. They never balanced the scales of what. So they've been scared of Black people because the worst thing a Black person could possibly be in their minds is having the attitude of a white person, which is somebody that comes in and takes shit and is violent and all that shit. But that's not our history in America. That's their history in America.
Right.
We didn't come here and kill a bunch of Native Americans and enslave people. But yet, because it's like when someone cheats on someone in a relationship and they take them back, but then the cheater starts thinking that they getting cheated on. They become super, super paranoid because they know how easy it is to be a cheating ass motherfucker. They know how devious. They can never get the innocence back in their relationship. Well, I think that's what happens in this country. That's why the NRA is seen as a white organization. That's why the NRA doesn't defend Philando Castile, you know, because it's not meant for him to have a gun. You know, that's why, you know, they try to lock up Mr. Spann when he was traveling, because it's not meant for his Black ass to have a gun. You know, like, when I see Black people like rushing in to defend the NRA and shit, I'm like, that's fine, but you know they don't care, right? Like,
right.
If something happens to you, they just gonna be like, yeah, fuck that nigga. These is whites only guns. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know, man. This is, in a way, this is chickens coming home to roost. There's a lot of people's chickens coming home to roost. Like, people that are like, you're not gonna take my gun out of my cold dead hand. And you see the way that people are, like, this guy was able to line up and kill this many people. Because literally all the defenses against it don't matter. You know? What are always the defenses? Like, if it would have been a good guy with a gun, with a gun that could, what, a sniper rifle? Like, what the fuck? How is he gonna kill that dude from up there? You know? Like, what was supposed to happen? Like, there's no good guys with guns coming to save you. There's no, there's just nothing. It's a bunch of dead people. That's what we have. Like, a bunch of dead and injured people. Because motherfuckers would rather be able to go deer hunting with an AR-15 or some shit, and they so scared that America's gonna come take it, you know? And it's a fixable problem. It is a fixable problem.
It is.
So this isn't a matter of like, because the problem's just too big. No, I'm saying we do not have the willpower to fix it, so what's the fucking point? Other countries don't have these issues.
Mm-mm.
There are countries that are like, yeah, we're just not gonna ever have to deal with this shit again, and people just gonna have to deal with it. They just gonna have to give up their guns and be mad. Like, we can.
Yeah, y'all might knife each other to death, but you ain't gonna have no goddamn mass shootings.
Right. You know? It just doesn't matter, man. People have killed cops in this country, and no one gives a fuck. You know what I mean? Think about that. These are the lives that they swear they are so much more valuable than yours and mine. They don't care. You know, we've had mass shootings on army bases. No one gives a, people, this is just a cause of being an American to people. So, Anyway, man, this dude, he's an older guy, white dude. ISIS tried to take claim for the
ISIS was like, we'll take him, he dead.
Right. Like, ISIS just love to step in there and be like, can we get some credit on that? Can you put my name on the check too? But yeah, ISIS is trying to get some money, or I mean some credit for the shit, you know, with saying he recently converted in the last couple months. They tried to blame the woman that's his girlfriend right now. He has an ex-wife as well. As of yet, I haven't heard anything about domestic violence or anything.
Not yet.
But, you know, but that's a common denominator in these things.
It starts from there.
I'm not saying he did or did. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying
they've
been putting this thing on social media and news all day. He was known to police, whatever that means. So maybe that was some things. I don't know. I just don't know, man. But yeah, they don't have a reasoning or any of that shit. He was found. This says he was found with 16 guns in a room in Mandalay Bay hotel. They said, the source said they found at least one fully automatic rifle among the batch, which included AR-15 style rifles and AK-47 style rifles. Yeah, even the laws that we have, like, people were like, you can't have a fully automatic weapon. You can if you had it before 1986 and got grandfathered in, you know. That means these guns still exist and they're still out there.
Come on.
People are probably buying them, trading them, and selling them, and stealing them, and things of this nature.
Right, but yet they try to pass laws, keep track of them, and they try to make it, particularly when you go to, like, these gun shows to float around, they tried to pass laws to be like, hey, we want to keep track of all this shit y'all exchanging. They was like, nope.
It's America. It's capitalism. You can get anything you can buy. So I don't feel comfortable being like, you know, no, that's not what we don't know. We don't know what kind of guns he had and how he did it. But they also he killed himself before they could even break into the room and shit.
Like a lot of them do.
Right. Then they broke into his home in a retirement community where he lived with his girlfriend, who they put her in that whole ass name out there because there were witnesses at this morning. I don't know what the fuck happened, but there were witnesses saying, like, there was a woman that looked like Native American or something. She was playing with people's hair, talking about y'all all about to die or y'all are all gonna die or something. And they was like, oh, let's look for this accomplice. That must have been, she must have knew it was gonna happen. Then later on this morning, I saw a report that she wasn't even in the country.
They be making shit up.
So, you know, I think, you
put
know.
Put her name out there and now she's probably fucking gonna be harassed.
Yeah, that's another thing with, that's another thing about this kind of shit is they try to tie a white dude to some brown woman who they can figure out. That's who radicalized them, rather than just maybe he's crazy, you know. Like, maybe it's that simple. Maybe the motherfucker just is crazy and had access to guns and did some shit like this.
And I know for me, it's probably because I'm old. Some shit is just regular, plain, old-fashioned ass, just nuts and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't explain it. You can't put no scientific definition behind it. You can't book explain it away. They just a goddamn old-fashioned lunatic.
Yeah. Also, SWAT was on preparing to raid a second property owned by Paddock in Reno. Northern Nevada bomb experts were on the case in case of booby traps. Danley was initially called a person of interest in the shooting because she appeared to have because she appeared to have checked into the hotel with him. But when police called her after the shooting, they found out she's been out of the country and that he used her ID to check into the hotel. They said the hotel staff had been in and out of his room and saw no signs of his weapons, so who knows if he even checked in with him or whatever.
Right.
They said the bedroom had 10 suitcases in it, so, you know, maybe he was taking them in and out, maybe had them in his car, brought them in later. You just never know.
Use the elevator, you never know.
Right. And obviously haven't determined a motive yet. It's sad, but it's just, to me, more sad that motherfuckers it just, there's nobody that cares, really.
Right. And so I think for me, like I said, I hadn't really said that much, and kind of like you, and not to sound callous, but there are a lot of people that are very hurt, but the vast majority of people that are saying this don't care. So I'm like, well, you saying this today, but
I mean, you got Republican politicians that are saying thoughts and prayers that would never pass a law or advocate for the enforcement of a law that would take a weapon out of a person's hand. Like,
right, so to me, your
work, how can I possibly, you know, like I said, I said this a long time ago, like it's been years now on this show. I just don't bring it up because honestly I think it's pointless, but they should ban all guns. Like, I am pro nobody should have a fucking gun. It's unrealistic and it'll never happen. Mm-hmm. But that's the only real solution to all this shit. Nobody should have a fucking gun. Nobody. You know, nobody can be trusted to play with their toys without killing a motherfucker. You know, and to the point where everyone's so protective of their right to have one, like to have a gun, that they line up with shit like this. Like, Dylann Roof kills people and it becomes a debate about how other motherfuckers need to have guns. Like, yeah, there's nothing to, no one should have a gun. That's it, you know, and I honestly believe that that's not me trying to have some hyperbolic stance. It's just, I can't think of another solution. Nobody should have a gun, period. How many more motherfuckers gotta die before people realize that's the only side of the fight? There isn't a reasonable gun thing. Like, when the things that NRA is afraid of, the things that gun owners walk around this country saying they're like, that's what they're really scared of, they're like, no, you're not gonna take my gun over my dead hands. That's actually the only solution. If you listen to this and you got a gun and you get mad, too bad. I think you, person listening to this show that has a gun, you should have to give yours up too. Everybody should have to give up their guns. It's the only fucking solution. You know? But you can't say that shit because then motherfuckers start, well, you know, before Hitler took over, he took everybody's guns and shit. Like them motherfuckers are gonna really, like, you and... What's so funny is, like, as if you and your backwoods militia were gonna fucking take on the U.S. government and win. This ain't a fucking Rocky movie. Like, they got tanks and shit. They'll blow your motherfucking ass up with a drone if it's down, if that's what it is. But it's motherfuckers are just stupid. Guns make people stupid. They really be thinking it's like Liam Neeson and shit. Give me a gun, I'll fucking take over this country and shit. And it's like, you won't do shit. If they decide to kill you or take your gun, it's nothing your ass can do against a motherfucking tank or a plane or a drone or a fucking armed SWAT troop motherfucker. Like, it's all the shit you buy privately and all that shit, none of it's fucking with their shit. None of it's fucking with their shit. We have the biggest fucking most expensive military in the world. Nothing's fucking with their shit. You just have an insane amount of confidence because you have a gun. You really think it's that easy, you know? So yeah, it's a wrap in this country. I was trying to think, somebody else has said, oh, Bill O'Reilly says the Las Vegas shooting is the price of freedom, and as even the loons have the right to own guns.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that.
This is the price of freedom. Violent nuts are all allowed to roam free until they do damage, no matter how threatening they are. The Second Amendment is clear that Americans have a right to arm themselves for protection, even the loons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a problem. Some people are just asking, hey, can we get a screen test? Can we be sure you know your mind right? And they're like, fuck it, put a gun in their hand.
The murderer had a number of deadly weapons in his room, and you can count on the gun control debate to ramp up. But having covered scores of gun-related crimes over the years, I can tell you that government restrictions will not stop psychopaths from harming people. Mm-mm. They will find a way.
If they want to, yes, sir.
Yep. So, yeah, I'll tell you what, man. He's right.
Yeah,
that's not an opinion, that's a statement of fact.
Yes, it is.
For the freedom, quote unquote, to own guns, this is the cost. And just I think people are upset because he's on the right and he's crazy and racist and shit and a fucking sexual harasser, so they mad that he said it. But that's the truth. That's the cost in this country. That's why you really just gotta abolish them, because as long as we have a rule where some people can have them you're pretty much saying anybody can have them, because the NRA knows no bounds, the gun manufacturers know no bounds, the American populace knows no bounds. We have no self-control when it comes to this gun ownership shit. We have to ban all the guns, or this is going to continue to happen, because somebody's always going to make an argument for why they need one more type of gun. Like, everybody got an argument for, like, well, what about, you know, if I want to shoot deer with a rocket launcher? You're like, why the fuck would you need to do that?
I mean,
I gotta protect myself. What if ISIS show up? You know, it's like,
I mean, goddamn, what is Bambi gonna do that you need this type of shit?
Right. So I don't know, man. I don't have the and here's why it works, okay? Because even my friends that are like very progressive liberal people, but some of them are pretty militant, you know, even my friends like that, they still have this thing inside of them where they're like, they kind of want a gun, you know what I mean? Like, even them, like, there are very few people who are literally legitimately like, I don't even want a gun, nobody should have a gun. There's a lot of people that are like, well, you know, I could go out to a gun range, learn to shoot it, maybe for self-defense. You know, these people online, they be threatening people, and there's all these trolls. And so the whole equation of the gun ownership battle relies on one thing only, and that's the thing that we can't control for, which is that every person feels like guns are already out there. If somebody I don't like has a gun, I should have a gun. It's the only way to protect myself.
Right.
As long as that equation exists, then it's not just a couple of people. It's not just the NRA. It's not just the politicians. It's the people. The people think they need the guns. Even the good people think they need the guns. People I respect think they need a gun. They think, I have a gun, but that's different. Like, yes, everybody thinks their shit is different, but the same thing that's protecting your right to be a reasonable gun owner is protecting the other people's rights. You know, it's, you know, we have way more restrictions on everything. You can't, we have way more restrictions on shit you like driving than we have on fucking gun ownership. Like,
more restrictions on voting.
Yeah, that's just what it is. So, and that's the scope of the problem to me. And that is America. That's not a small minority of people controlling us. That's not the NRA being in a couple people's pockets. That's a fundamental American value, because this country was founded on killing people violently. This country was founded on guns. You know, the wars that were won and fought were won and fought because of the way that people use guns.
Right.
You know, our involvement in these other wars and all that shit, like, we are founded on violence. We're an imperialistic nation. It's not going to change overnight, and it's not going to change because, especially after Sandy Hook, there's no one day in America that can change it. Mm-mm. And people are gonna have to get their numbers together, because it ain't enough. As far as the world is concerned, this is all of us.
Right. When people look at us, they don't separate everybody out. People go, well, that's just how fucked up America is, and America as a whole is too stupid to realize that this is us, and this is how the world view us. You have so many people it's a lot of people in the country that are in denial about the reality of America. America loves their guns, then they're never going to give it up. You know, America loves violence, and they're never going to give it up.
Yeah, we would need more people. You know what I'm saying? The only time they want to get, you know what's funny? In my lifetime, the only time I've ever seen a concerted effort to get guns off the street has been related to black people turning their guns in to stop black on black crime. Y'all realize that? In my lifetime, there's never been a, after Sandy Hook, you know, white people, y'all need to turn these guns in, keep your crazy son from getting a hold of your guns. After Columbine, there's nothing like that. But mother, what did Big Boy say on Outkast, what he was like, mm-hmm. It was something like, they done gave up their guns for some tickets to the playoffs, but the Hornets, they won. Cause that's the only time I've even seen motherfuckers want to get their guns off. Like, get rid of guns is keep these niggas from having them. I've never seen a concerted effort to disarm the people that are the most likely and most dangerous terrorists in the United States, which is white men with guns. Never seen it. And it's not gonna happen. Cause white men have all the rights and nobody gives a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody gotta trick you into, like, no one's tricking these people into buying guns. They want them. You know what I'm saying? We love to do that in America, where it's like, you know, if it wasn't for the damn NRA, it's like, this motherfucker got 27 guns. The NRA didn't come into his house and slap him and make him buy it. Obama got elected and motherfuckers bought more guns and ran out of bullets. Like, it's the country. The country's fucked up. The people are fucked up. All right. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Let's move on to other sad news. Tom Petty is dead. Tom Petty, 66 years old. He died. Got found in full cardiac arrest at his Malibu home. He wasn't breathing when emergency services responded to an emergency call on Saturday night. And he was resuscitated and rushed to the hospital nearby Santa Monica. He's put on life support, but saying he is passed, man.
Somebody said they retracted it.
Oh, they did?
That's what they said in the chat. I don't know.
Oh, for real? Hold on. Let me go look for an update. Give me a second, y'all.
And you know what?
I mean, this would be good news if he's not. I mean, you know, shit. Today been sad enough. Enough people lost his, let me see. Yeah. This is,
That show you how ignorant I thought he was a race car driver.
Mm-mm. He's a musician.
Apparently so, but I always thought he was a NASCAR driver.
You're thinking of Kyle Petty, probably.
Okay.
Tom Petty, 66, is removed from life support after being found unconscious following cardiac arrest in his Malibu home. Conflicting reports have emerged that he died on Monday. So I guess it's not, I don't know. I guess it's not confirmed yet. All right, well, I don't know. Holding out hope. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it'll be like Ric Flair. Everybody thought he died, and then
they kill a lot of people on the internet.
Yeah, LAPD clarified it cannot confirm his death. All right, cool. All right, well, look, shit. Well, fuck that story then. Let's move on. Hope you speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. Roman Polanski on rape case sentence. As far as what I did, it's over.
Not as far as the United States come. Bring your ass over here if you want to.
He gave an interview. The filmmaker has addressed the sexual assault case against him in California and criticized the corrupted judges.
What?
Mm-hmm. He's addressed his decades-old rape accusation in a new interview, claiming that he has finished his sentence. The Oscar-winning...
Being free, bitch, what?
Right. His sentence that he never went to jail for.
Right.
The Oscar-winning filmmaker appeared at the Zurich Film Festival to promote his new thriller, based on a true story. It was the same city that saw his extradition proceedings initiated back in 2009. In 1977, he was arrested for drugging and sexually assaulted a 13-year-old Samantha Geimer. After spending 42 days in jail, he fled the country after hearing the judges plan to sentence him for longer. Because he feels like you should only spend 42 days in jail for anally sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl. That you drugged up.
Right. And I think we seen some of the documentary, and it was so fucked up. They put that girl's name out there, her face out there, like her family got harassed, and this was years ago. Like, it was terrible.
As you know, Samantha Geimer has been asking for over 30 years for this thing to end, but I'm sorry, the judges who dealt with it in the last 40 years were corrupted, one covering for the other, so I don't, maybe one of them will eventually stop doing it. Well, she only wants it because she knows she's not gonna get justice, and they put her name out there and she got harassed. That's not her saying, like, because I feel like he's a good person and he served his time. That's not you, like, fuck out of here. As far as what I did, it's over. I pleaded guilty. I went to jail. I came back to the United States to do it. People forget about that or don't even know. I was then locked up here in Zurich after this festival. So in the sum, I did about 4 or 5 times more than what was promised to me. So he said, hey man, I'm good. Keep in mind, even his penalty was that of a rich white man. He was not gonna go to jail for very long. Mm-mm. Like,
and if you deserve this time to have been free to come here in the United States, but they were like, fuck it, you never coming back.
Here's what something that people probably don't know. Since the initial case, he's been hit with 2 further claims.
Holy shit!
In 2010, actor Charlotte Lewis said the actor had forced himself on her when she was 16. Earlier this year, a woman identified only as Robin claimed she was sexually victimized by the director when she was also 16. It's never one.
And I believe him.
His new film, starring Eva Green and Polanski's wife, Emmanuel Singer, received poor reviews when a work-in-progress print screened at Cannes The Guardian's Peter Bradshaw called it flat. Polanski, whose credits include Chinatown and Rosemary's Baby, has said that it's unfortunate that his work is now being viewed with knowledge of the scandal surrounding his case.
Yeah, like I say, I don't know shit about him or his films. I'm just keeping real. Like Woody Allen, I don't know shit about him or his, you know, like his films. And it's one of those things too. It's like, yeah, people's views are going to change, and people are all about making money. The day will still work with you, even though they notice. You don't see people turning down roles for neither one of them niggas.
Yeah, people keep working with him. He'll be fine. I don't feel sorry for him at all. He's never really paid a price.
Right.
So what's to feel sorry for? He's rich somewhere else. He's marrying beautiful actresses somewhere else. He's done this. He's been accused of doing this two more other times. Like, what punishment was gonna be, you know?
Well, and those were just the ones that came out.
Exactly. A Fox News reporter questioned San Juan mayor, saying people are dying statement. She says, I don't see people dying. On Saturday, in an attempt to defend Donald Trump amid the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Puerto Rico, Fox News anchor Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Challenge San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz on the specifics about the casualties of the island. This is that thing. They sick another brown person on a brown person. In an interview with the mayor, Rivera, this one, see, when they ask why the fuck people don't want to vote for them, and why I see everybody that vote Republican as black as a fucking traitor, it's because of this. Like, maybe it's possible to be a black Republican and not be some, all the negative things that I think about you. Maybe. I fucking doubt it. Probably like threading a needle, the odds of you being over there and me being able to respect the shit that you're on, like, it's very low, very low. But yeah, like, this is some repugnant shit that they do. It's like the brown people only show up just to say these other brown people are wrong, and then they disappear into the night because nobody gives a fuck about them, really.
Mm-mm.
They never get anything passed in legislation wise. They never get any pro brown people stuff put on the agenda of the Republican Party. Like, it's just to tell other brown people to shut up and leave these white folks alone. That's it. Like my man, what's his name, Giorgio says, Gregario, like my man Gregario says, Uncle Tomas, Tio Tomas. Yeah, man, I know he called Rivera Tio Tomas, but yeah, man, you're a piece of shit, dog, for this. There are people at all municipalities literally starving, dehydrating, Cruz told Rivera. We have had our hospital try to get back up to speed when the electricity goes off and we have to do all the bacteria testing, which takes 3 to 4 days. In an interview that was held on the same day Trump attacked Cruz for criticizing the government's slow response to the aid, just before Rivera sat down with Cruz, he said it was sad that she blamed Trump for the response or lack thereof, and in turn used the interview to debunk Cruz's initial comment. But are people dying? I've been traveling around. I don't see people dying. I spoke to doctors. They say they saw 53 patients and they had a person who was epileptic, but nobody dying. Cruz said, dying is continuum. If you don't get fed for 7-8 days and you're a child, you are dying.
Yes.
If you have 11 people like we took out of the nursing home severely dehydrated, you are dying. However, Rivera seemed unmoved and asked if she wished she had said something else. That is the truth, she said. He who has eyes will be able to see it. He who has an open heart will be able to feel it. Those that prefer to be blinded to injustice, that's their issue. I have no time for that.
Right.
As he wrapped the interview, he continued to undermine the severity of the disaster. That's part of one of my interview with the mayor, who, as you heard, still claims that people are dying, although the death count is 16, has been 16 since the storm. I could find no one dying. She was highly critical of President Trump. I severely and profoundly lament that politics has introduced its ugly head. The situation is bad enough. Mm-hmm. People want to argue them semantics when it comes down to it. They love that.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, you know, it's quote unquote not happening to America, even though technically it's happened to America.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say something like that happens here in our country. Was it, you know, passed before and nobody gives a fuck?
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, we're supposed to wait. Like, I'm supposed to let these people die and then say something. Okay, guys, now the count is at 25. So, could we get some aid, please? Like, I'm going to ask to save their lives. I'm asking because I'm trying to save their lives right now. They will die if there's not aid here. If they don't get help now, they will die. People are talking about being without power for months.
Right.
And into next year, possibly.
Right. And I, you know, and from what I'm hearing, they were saying that it's unorganized. The government helping a lot of the shit is unorganized. Is very miscommunication, stuff are not flowing correctly. And that's the government's fault. Your job is to come in and say, okay, this, let's do infrastructure, let's clear the road so we can get shit to people. You know, that's your goddamn job. But
I mean, the head of FEMA was talking about it's the most complex logistical undertaking in the history of America.
FEMA.
Do you know how much shit America has done logistically? Like sending tanks and shit, entire armies, militaries over to other countries across the world.
Through the air? What the fuck?
Through the air, through the sea, through.
Underground? What the fuck are we talking about here?
It's very, like I said, this is not a very good day for jokes on the show so far. So we're working on it. We're going to get there. let me get all the sad news out the way first. And get into some of these jokes. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh God, this is terrible too. Congress blew through deadline to reauthorize children's health insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
And the drama surrounding the collapse of another Obamacare bill, because you know that's what everybody was concentrating on. Congress failed to pass an extension to a program that provides health insurance coverage to 9 million children.
Good God.
The Children's Health Insurance Program expired September 30th after high-stakes talks and high-profile tweets about Senate GOP's Graham-Cassidy health bill to repeal Obamacare and put in place state block grants. The program provides health coverage for children of families who do not qualify for Medicaid health coverage for the poor. The law was enacted in 1997 under Bill Clinton on a bipartisan basis and was last reauthorized in 2015, ensuring children in low to moderate income families. Man, that's crazy. What, they have to do that every 2 years? That's weird.
Instead of making it fucking law, but go ahead.
The deadline came and went during a week when Washington was once again transfixed by a Republican bill to repeal Obamacare. This time with talks over the Graham-Cassidy bill. Unfortunately, GOP leaders decided not to call up the bill after defections for the GOP senators Rand Paul of Kentucky, Susan Collins of Maine, and John McCain. The House Democratic Conference Chair, Representative Joe Crowley of New York, blamed the inaction on Republican gridlock. Republican gridlock has put 9 million children at risk. This is unacceptable, he tweeted last week. Three states and Washington, D.C. are set to run out of program funds by December, and most will have funding that will last until March. The other states are Arizona, Minnesota, and our own North Carolina. According to the Washington Post, the program helped drop the rate of children without insurance from 14% when the program was enacted to 4.5% in 2015 when it was last reauthorized. The program covers such medical expenses as doctor visits and dental care. Senator Bob Casey, who co-sponsored the bill to extend authorization, told the Morning Call he's deeply disappointed in the delay. Health Secretary Tom Price resigned Friday over a scandal about his use of government private aircraft, where he was probably spending all these people's money, spending their insurance money on luxury planes and shit.
Come on.
Drain the swamp, indeed. All right, is any of this shit funny now?
Nah, I doubt it, because at the end of the day, they don't care, and they're showing they don't care.
And then this shit was stupid. So during the shooting, a lot of people pull out their phones and they're kind of documenting it. That's just what we do now. And they're running, saving their lives and shit, but they're also filming at the same time. I don't really blame anybody. I don't know that that would be my first reflex or not, to be honest. I just haven't been in one of these situations.
Correct.
Honestly, in some cases, we have people doing this shit, saving people's lives, you know, stopping the government from lying about shit, you know, right. Look at Ferguson. So when a lot of people come together and like mock people in crisis that are recording shit, I don't actually feel that way when they're live streaming. I don't have any jokes or anything bad to say about people.
Me either.
Cause sometimes, like I said, you might catch a glimpse of who, you know, what's going on with that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Medal of Honor winner and Marine Corps veteran, he has slammed King of Instagram Dan Bilzerian, who is the dude who, he's like a billionaire. He's always surrounded by these little models and shit. He's always constantly taking pictures with women. Like when Hugh Hefner died, he was mourning him, you know, cause that's like a big thing for, these men who see women as like basically disposable commodities. And like, I just want to spend my life fucking 18-year-olds. Like that's their hero and shit. Well, he's one of them people. He's a professional poker player. He tried and failed to become a Navy SEAL. He constantly posts photos of himself alongside his arsenal of weapons, working out topless and surrounded by a bevy of Instagram models. But Afghanistan veteran Dakota Meyer, who is married to Sarah Palin's daughter Bristol, says that when faced with real danger, Belazarian simply ran away. Because the video shows Belazarian trying to save his life, running away, you know?
Like all everybody. the other people.
But I guess because online he must pose as some type of like, you know, I'm ready for a war, you know, Call of Duty ass white man. But he was like, why you ain't go full impossible white man and start saving people's lives and shit? Now, what's funny to me, I know it's not really supposed to be that funny, but it's funny to me because it's such a petty fucking Twitter beef.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's such a jealous, petty Instagram beef. This is a guy that clearly didn't like this motherfucker from jump and wanted to find some type of way to take him down a peg
and discredit him. Yes,
you know, like he feels like this dude's a poser, you know, and
maybe some jealousy in
him. The middle of a fucking disaster, he's finding a way to be like, you poser motherfuckers. What a weird thing to do.
Hundreds of people got shot, dog.
Right, what a weird fucking thing to obsess about, you know. It's like if I was watching it and somebody I didn't like I saw Steve Harvey running and I went on his Facebook and started being like, see, motherfucker, this is how I knew you was always some shit. It's like, is this the time? Is that the most important point to make?
Like everybody else.
But yeah, his attack came after Belzerian, posted a video in the immediate aftermath of the shooting of himself fleeing the carnage at Route 91 Harvest Festival, where he claimed that to have seen a girl shot in the head. Holy fuck, a girl just got shot in the fucking head, he says as he runs away. This is so fucking crazy. This is what kills me about people like you, he wrote on Instagram. He said, this is why children shouldn't classify heroes by their followers or their photos. At Dan Belzerian, this is what kills me about people like you. Always playing operator dress up and so tough when the cameras are on. A woman got shot in the head and you are running away filming. That's not what operators do. Please stop trying to be someone you're not. People are dying. You're running away, not helping them, and pretending it's worthy of a video is disgusting.
Like, what would he have done? Ran like everybody else probably. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what he would have done. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that this, operator dress up shit sounds like this thing where they do the, you know, it's like those, you know, those people that show up to the, protest for the white nationalism and they're dressed up like cops and SWAT team and army and soldiers and shit. That's the operator dress up shit. Like,
okay.
And I'm sure some of them probably maybe even served in war, but this dude ain't. And so here he is claiming, you know, something. But like, you can look for the, put the article on screen. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, we can.
All right, let me see if I make it bigger. I'm not gonna show the actual shooting shit, but this is his Instagram. Like, this is why I think dude's just jealous.
Right.
He's a billionaire.
Like, yeah, that sounds like jealousy.
He's rich. He tried out, he couldn't become a Navy SEAL. He failed at the training for that. He takes pictures like this all day with fucking hot models and naked. Like, this is what he, you know, look at me, I'm eating off the ass of this chick. Like, that's the fuck he's into. So I think it's just, it's funny, in the heat of all this major political shakeup shit, a nigga just got real petty. Like, I don't like that nigga, drop a dime on him. I can finally let the world know how I feel.
Right.
And nobody can say anything to me. I'm gonna take a time to put Dan Belzerian in his motherfucking place.
No, he dropped the ether music.
Like, what a weird ass thing to get mad about in the heat of that. What was he supposed to do? They were getting shot at from across the motherfucking, like, was he supposed to figure out where the fire was coming from and get to the dude's hotel room in enough time to save everybody's life? Like,
right, he ain't motherfucking Liam Neeson.
Was he supposed to do brain surgery on that woman? Like, it's just, anyway, Yeah, what a weird thing to be mad about. Moonlight Bunny Ranch workers will be there to lend compassion following Las Vegas shooting, brothel owner says. So, in the wake of that shooting that killed all them people, mm-hmm. The Bunny Ranch, which you guys may know from the HBO show,
mm-hmm.
Their owner, Dennis Hoff, has vowed to keep the doors of his establishment open, and the working girls will be there to lend compassion and tenderness to the men and women that need it during this sorrowful time.
From my understanding, they're kind of on the outskirts of the city, like
they're in
they're in a whole different city.
But they're close though. It's not Las Vegas, but it's like
it's in the vicinity.
Reno. It's like Reno or something.
Okay,
like,
yeah, it's in the vicinity.
The point being, the most important thing is we will not stop the sex work, guys. I like how he turned the prostitutes into America's biggest patriots right there. He just flipped it into like, what we won't do is take a day off.
We won't.
If you need some morning pussy, come on in here and get the words of the day off of your penis for $100 a pop.
Come on.
The prostitutes of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch love Ranch Vegas. Alien Cat House and my other Nevada brothels are devastated by this horrific and meaningless act of violence against a city known to be in the entertainment and pleasure capital of the world. Las Vegas is a city that welcomes people of all walks of life and does so without judgment or discrimination, he told The Wrap in a statement Monday. Our thoughts go out to the victims of this tragedy and their families. We have countless friends, employees, and licensed prostitutes that call Las Vegas home, as well as numerous sex tourists that visit us daily from the Las Vegas Strip. And our hearts go out to all of them as well. What is it? Two for one special. Get some top.
Oh, you know the specials are going to be flames.
Get the half and half special right now, today, if you're in mourning. Maybe your wife was killed at the shootout. Hey. Come get you some pussy, okay? On the house, on Dennis. But still, you gotta pay. But
right, his
couple of drinks on the house at the bar. Those are free, but then you gotta pay for this pussy.
Right,
what a pimp!
Right, mimosa and anal.
Damn, that's some pimp. That's some pimping right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I mean, because you know that mean he went to all the prostitutes and shit. Like, honey, I know your friends was at the concert and might have got shot. I'm gonna need your ass working.
But
tomorrow.
you ain't taking no time off.
Yeah, we still open all night.
We is not turning down no dollars.
Right. Yeah. This is a dark day for Sin City, but rest assured, this terrible event will not break the spirit of the community. My Las Vegas area brothels will remain open, and working girls will be there to lend compassion and tenderness to the men and women that need it during this sorrowful time.
And then you know we don't even discriminate. Come on through.
All right, that's what's most important.
Right.
Anheuser-Busch consumer helpline disrupted after NFL protests. Anheuser-Busch is a beer company.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they had a consumer helpline, and it temporarily went down Friday afternoon. There was a high volume of calls from a social media campaign. There was a temporary disruption of service at 1-800-DOWN-BUD. I wonder how many people call that for weed.
Yeah, you don't never know.
A post to the Rocket News Facebook page has generated several hundred likes and shares. It's one of many Facebook posts that recently featured a request for activists to call the consumer helpline. The Rocket News post says, should Budweiser keep sponsoring the NFL? Let them know how you feel. Call 1-800-DOWN-BUD and press 1 for their stand on the NFL, and then leave a message. Takes less than a minute. So many people did this stupid shit that they literally... the phone line went down because they and keep in mind these are the people calling because people was taking a knee. So this wasn't even a like, I'm calling because the NFL won't hire Kaepernick, you know, I'm calling because
I like Bud and I don't want you to support them. It don't matter.
Mm-mm-mm. These are complex issues that require in-depth discussion and nuanced debate. What I can say is that at Anheuser-Busch, we have a long heritage of supporting the institution and values that made America strong. That includes our armed forces and national anthem, as well as diversity, equality, and freedom of speech. Proudly employ over 1,100 military veterans, and we work every day to create an inclusive environment for all our employees. Because only together can we achieve our dream of bringing people together for a better world. So what happened to not politicizing this? Cause it sound like the don't politicize the national anthem people are definitely putting politics into buying beer. You know what I mean? Which is funny because beer more than anybody sells America.
come on, beer and guns,
flags and fucking,
that's how you can tell how the economy is doing, beer and guns.
Yeah. Like, are they calling that drunk? Listen, buddy. Okay, listen, bud. I'm not standing for it. No, I am standing for it. Now, what am I saying? They better not sit for it. That's what I'm not drinking no more after this. After this 24, I'm taking tonight. After this case, I'm going to take to the head tonight. That's it, buddy. I'm going to switch over to the other people that sponsor. What other beer are you going to? Like, all the beers support the fucking NFL.
Any type of Heineken, you name it, Heineken, it don't matter.
You know what? They gonna have, it's funny. They so American, they got to start drinking imported beers so they don't have to support the American made beer that supports the NFL.
Right. I don't know all the names, but yeah, they all there. Yeah.
Still fucking idiots.
And the thing is, beer, just normal ass beer, right, ain't good. It's nasty as shit.
From here on out, buddy, I'm only drinking this imported Swedish wine because I love America so much. I drink this French swill. OJ Simpson will ask $5 million for his first interview. And he's gonna be rich again in no time.
Somebody gonna pay him.
Ron Goldman will ask for $5 million for OJ Simpson's first interview. I know that much.
What? He gonna get his money.
Ron Goldman Senior sent out to like, try it, bitch.
Will never get another dime.
Try it, motherfucker.
No, that motherfucker around here won't do it because they were like, we don't wanna deal with this family.
Yeah, he may end up, whatever money he makes up could end up in seizure.
Right.
He's supposed to pay $33.5 million to the family of Nicole Brown Simpson, his former wife, and her friend Ryan Goldman, whose death Simpson was found to be liable for in a civil jury.
Mm-hmm. So any money he makes is going to go directly to them.
Might as well ask for $33.5 million because, I mean, it's gone. I would just write the check out to Ryan Goldman if I paid for his interview.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move into some other stuff. What else we got here? There's probably some funny stuff in fucking with black people, I bet. Let's see.
We're just fucking with those black people.
That's right, guys. Time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game we go all around the globe. We find different articles, make us feel fuck with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Tell you what never takes a day off. Fucking with these black people. Maybe Dennis Hoff was right. An African-American woman says fried chicken thrown at her while in traffic. Diabolical.
Was it good? It better been good.
I mean, she probably
better
didn't
not
eat
been
it.
No KFC.
Now that'd be a real racism.
Come on.
African American woman in West St. Louis County claims a piece of fried chicken was thrown through her car window while she was driving down the road. She took to social media about the event, and her story has been shared hundreds of times. Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins joins us now live after speaking with the woman about this alleged incident. Kelly, what'd she have to say?
Well, detectives here at Manchester Police Department confirmed they are investigating the case. Meanwhile, the West County mom who filed the police report says she believes she was targeted because she's African American and she wanted to share her story with others so they experience how it felt.
I don't want to have to explain this to my 5-year-old. This is not fair. It's not fair. I was scared. I thought I almost crashed into the car next to me because all I saw was something coming through my window. I want people to understand what this feels like. I want people to see what it's like. It's not easy living in this brown skin.
Now, this is the video Newsom posted on her Facebook page. Newsom is a graduate of Parkway High School. She received an undergraduate degree from the University of Central Missouri and master's degree from Webster University. Newsom was very emotional in her Facebook post, which has received 60,000 views. The Parkway graduate claims a person in a red truck threw a piece of fried chicken through her window, nearly hitting her in the face. She was turning the lane on Manchester Road onto 141. Newsom says at first she thought an eggshell went through her window, and then she swerved and almost hit another car. She believes there's only one way to take this and believes it implies a negative connotation.
It's almost
it's almost something I cannot put into words about how I feel as a mom and then as a woman of color. This incident that's happened to me, I want to be a message for people. Moving forward, I want people to have those conversations with people. I want people, if they hear a joke or hear something that is off-putting, I want them to be like, it's not funny. We're not doing that. We're not going to speak like that. I want people to tell their kids that. I want people to raise their kids like that. I want people to combat, you know, respectfully, all those types of hate.
The Manchester Police Department say they are investigating the case by checking with businesses in the area where the incident occurred to see if they have any surveillance footage. Newsom said she was so in shock she did not get a description, only that it was a red truck. Police say the investigation is ongoing. In West County, Kelly Hoskins, Fox 2 News.
Okay, number one, racism has really fallen off in this country.
Chicken!
I mean, is this where we at? Giving us delicious chicken? Is that all white people got left?
I mean, what you gonna throw? I'm be driving down the street and a pot full of greens gonna come through my window?
Like, what kind of hate crime is this?
I mean,
now maybe it depends on the piece of chicken. I mean, was it a thigh?
I mean, was it a breast? I mean,
you know,
I mean,
like, was it dark meat or white meat?
Yeah,
you know?
She happened not to be paying attention, but you fuck around with the wrong nigga. She been on caught that two piece.
Right, I would have followed that nigga down the street and be like, hey, ain't no hot sauce in the car.
Right, ain't no Tabasco. You ain't got no biscuit.
Hold up. You ain't got no Texas Pete, bro. Hold up now.
Hold up. You ain't got no sweet tea? I mean, how you gonna throw me a piece of the meal?
Like, this a hate crime, cause it's only just one piece of chicken. It's just a leg. I'm gonna need the other two pieces in that biscuit, homeboy.
I mean, come on. If you gonna throw the whole $5 at me.
How do you even come up with this hate crime? Like, do you go to Popeye's and be like, nope, I'm gonna save a delicious piece of this chicken just to throw at a nigger if I see one. You know what I mean? Like, how do you even come up with the hate crime of doing that?
I mean, what you got against chicken?
Like, is that a premeditated hate crime, or did you just happen to be like snacking on some Bojangles and was like, you know what? There's a nigger. Boom. Well, that's just real nice. Well, it was like a little white kid. He was just nice. He was like, have some chicken, lady.
She looks hungry.
All right. I don't know, man. I feel like, I mean, I probably would have said thank you. I've been doing my Facebook video would have been so different. I would have recorded myself and I'd be like, I want you guys to know how it feels to be appreciated and get free chicken driving down the road for no reason. Thank you, white people, in your red pickup truck. Thank you so much
for my chicken reparation.
I've been waiting on y'all to give back all my life. And I finally got some chicken. Is this a safety pin box requirement? Did Leslie and Marissa put you up to
put
this?
That in that, right. Did they
to
put
give
in
me
that?
Free chicken? Give niggas free chicken? Is that part of this month's
throw free
box?
Throw free chicken at niggas. Cause you know what?
Is this month's box a snack box?
Safety pin snack box? That was like, we would have thrown chicken nuggets, but instead we decided to give you the whole piece.
Oh man, yeah, but seriously, that's some terrible racism.
Yeah, that's a real terrible racism.
They need to get chicken CSI on this.
Yes, get the chicken CSI on this.
They need to bring out the fried chicken CSI and just find out what's happening.
I know. Is that Crisco? What kind of oil is this?
Right.
Is that peanut oil?
That's vegetable oil. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, you know what that means. Mm-hmm. That came from Bojangles.
I know that, but that day the leak to go. This chicken tastes like it's been fried in 400 degrees heat grease.
That's Cajun seasoning.
Yeah,
that means
that's some Cajun sparkle.
That means
that means it's Popeyes. Yeah, this smell like it might have had some coleslaw beside it.
Mm-hmm. When I find this criminal, he's going inside the box, the $5 box.
Yeah.
he's going down for the crime and all the fixings.
Yes, all the fixings.
Oh man, I think I got a suspect. I could tell. He's not clean. He's dirty. Rice.
Oh no!
All right. Oh man. Yeah, somebody said 11 herbs and spices on the case.
Yes!
Detective Coleslaw, you a loose cannon!
Yes!
You know when you put me on this goddamn case, it was getting too close? You're getting too close, man. You're too compromised. I'm taking you off this case.
I know, you a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's personal. You know, his wife was killed by a random chicken leg being thrown in her car. That's why he'll never be off the case.
I know.
Give me your badge and your napkins.
Yes!
You're off this one. You're too close. You're too close to the case.
Give me your spork. Mm-hmm. You know, no black people didn't fry that chicken, because, honey, you know, a lot of black people like their chicken skin hard. It'll cut her up. That chicken was fried in lard.
We get this guy, we're gonna fry him extra crispy. Oh man. All right, so 0 to 100, Karen.
No,
no mo.
Well, I 0 because I'm laughing right now.
It's 100, guys. Everybody knows the answer is 100. She was crying, man. That's sad. As soon as she started crying, I got mad.
It is 100, yeah.
He should have known by her hairstyle. She don't play that shit. Like, she had that natural fro of the woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, like, she was gonna take that personal. She wasn't gonna lie that off.
No, she wouldn't have.
And that's probably like the million things she's dealt with, you know what I mean?
Right, and it's one of those things where, like she said, you trying to drive and it's a goddamn distraction, probably because, you know, it probably crossed her sight of her eyes, which caused her to respond. And like she said, she almost hit another vehicle. It almost hit her in the face. Mm-hmm. And they were probably aiming for her face.
Mm-hmm.
And happened to miss.
And then also you had to deal, you know, whatever microaggression she's dealing with in that town that she's living in. Where this happened at? St. Louis. So it's St. Louis, y'all. So
something about Missouri.
I mean, y'all know shit is hot rough right there right now. Like, I could definitely understand that. So I give it 100, man.
It's 100. It's a 0 for the jokes, but 100.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta laugh at some of this shit. I can't spend the whole show with everybody being sad and mad, so. Reed College.
Yeah, they're gonna get to the bottom of the case and smash it like the potatoes and gravy.
I know that's what you wanted.
Thank you.
That's a mercy one.
Thank you.
Reed College students boycott classes demanding outreach to marginalized communities. This happened in Portland, Oregon. I think I might even be able to play the audio. At Reed College, they protested racism on campus.
Some Reed College students are protesting racism on campus today and skipping classes as part of a day-long protest and boycott. Fox 12's Marilyn Deutsch has more from the Southeast Portland campus.
The students participating in this protest are part of a group called Reedies Against Racism, and they have a list of 25 different demands, including outreach to marginalized communities and mandatory training on the subject of racism for faculty and staff. We are not sure how many Reed students are part of this boycott, but we did see about 100 students at a rally this morning. Earlier, they interrupted a humanities class. This is a sensitive subject for these students because the humanities class is a required course, and students say the content of the course is racist.
And it's Western humanities, and it just teaches whiteness and inherently European texts and completely ignores the fact that there are other civilizations with intellectual foundations.
Student organizers say 33 professors either canceled classes today or will accommodate students who do not show up for class. That's one quarter of the faculty. The administration could not confirm that number, but they did confirm that some professors have indeed canceled classes.
Some of those faculty have decided that today the best thing to do is to acknowledge these students in person, and in order to do that have canceled some classes.
Do you believe they should be doing that?
I believe they should be doing what's necessary to educate their students in the best way they see fit. And there's a lot of ways to do that.
Okay, and one of them could be canceling classes?
One of them could be that, yes.
Okay. Aaliyah also told us that as a black student on campus, she feels the administration tries to silence dissent. Administrators told us they allow dissent, but they say students have to understand that at times there are consequences. The boycott of classes will go on all day long. Students say their fight against racism on campus will go on all year long. In Southeast Portland, Marilyn Deutsch, Fox 12, Oregon.
Somebody gonna throw a whole box of chicken at her.
Come on.
She gonna catch a party pack at this rate.
Come on, she
causing all that trouble for these delicious white people.
I mean, she don't get hit with that suitcase at Bojangles they give you.
Right. They gonna throw the tea, everything. Come on. 0 to 100.
Oh, 0 for them protests and 100 for the fact that they have to.
Yeah, I love that. I do love that these kids are activated and get unified and out there speaking together. That's beautiful. And I would give it, man, this, the faculty got their back.
Yeah, and
you know what, man? I can't even give it 100, dog. Mm-hmm. I gotta give it like maybe a 50, a 25. Right. Like, this is a good response. We'll see you. What happens with the response to the protest, and if they had to continue. And I love that they said, like, this isn't the end. This isn't an issue that's going away. We're going to fight this shit all year long, wherever we see it. Like, 0 for me. You know what? 0 for me. Good for everybody. Good. Get in their ass. Let's go.
Right, because that's the only, particularly universities. Universities are very old. Universities are slow to change. And a lot of times it takes the youth forcing these old, decrepit people that's had these positions for years to change. And that's
what a college campus should be.
Right. That's any university. and that's what I like about it. And also I like that some of the faculty, in my opinion, were like, I'm canceling the classes because I don't want no problems. Or either I'm canceling the classes because I'm going to join you. Either way, they cancel classes.
Because
they were like, I ain't no reason to have a classes for nobody to come. Or either the people that come here, all of a sudden I'm going to have problems. I don't want them.
Right. All right, let me go to session 2, guys. Getting up to the break. Be right back.
So I don't care what your reasoning is behind canceling classes. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I mean, the students were heard, it seems. We'll see what the actual resolutions are. I mean, it takes longer than, you know, a day or just a media coming out to cover a story to find out the actual, like, results of the shit.
Correct.
But I feel like that's a step in the right direction, and everybody's kind of on the right page, and supporting the students is big. So yeah, I really do appreciate everything that that they're doing out there.
Me too.
Black Klansman thriller in the works for Jordan Peele and Spike Lee. The true story of the man who infiltrated the KKK. It's basically like they said, we heard your pitch for Confederate, and we raise you this. Spike Lee and Jordan Peele are teaming up for a thriller called Black Klansman. It will tell the story of Ron Stallworth, a black man who infiltrated the KKK. John David Washington, son of Denzel Washington, stars in HBO's Ballers, is in talks to star in the thriller, which is set to begin production this fall. Lee will direct and produce. Peele will also produce. Sean McKittrick, Sean Reddick, and Raymond Mansfield of QC Entertainment and Jason Blum of Blumhouse Productions are also producing. According to the Hollywood Reporter, who broke this news, the project will tell Washington's story, who is in 1978 answered an ad in a local newspaper seeking new Klans members. He not only gained membership, but rose through the ranks to become the head of a local chapter. Stallworth, who was black, was able to gather all sorts of intelligence by pretending to be a white supremacist on the phone or via other forms of correspondence, but sent a white fellow officer in his place to any in-person meetings. During this undercover work, Stallworth managed to sabotage several cross burnings and other activities of the notorious hate group. Stallworth wrote a book in 2014 called Black Klansmen on his experience that is not connected to the 1966 blaxploitation film of the same name. While it seems like this is a story adapted from current events, THR says Lee and Peele have been working on this for 2 years now. 0 to 100, Karen.
I'm not fucked with I know with Spike Lee, you never know what you're gonna get with him. Mm-hmm. But for the fact that whatchamacallit's working with him, I'm Jordan Peele. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Right. Yeah, and I hope he has more say so, because sometimes Spidey can be too much. He'll beat you upside the head. You're like, okay, I hope you know this is a movie. I mean, it's not a play. You don't have to. You can do nuance.
Yeah, zero for me. I'm gonna be there. White supremacist has his jail sentence cut as court hears he was not as racist as his Facebook friends.
Mm-mm.
A white supremacist had his prison sentence cut short after his court of appeal heard he was not as racist as some of his Facebook friends. Lawrence Burns, 23, who wanted to protect an advanced warrior race of white men and women, was jailed for 4 years for stirring up racial hatred following the trial at Cambridge Crown Court in 2016. That's right, you can go to jail for racism in London. But three judges sitting in the Court of Appeal in London reduced the term to 2.5 years after analyzing the case, stating that the original judge had not taken into account the defendant's young age and poor educational background. Oh, okay. So I guess that's fine. As long as you're young and stupid, you can get away with it. Adrian Davies, who represented Burns, told the judges that his client had 98 Facebook friends. He said some of those people had extreme views, which made Burns seem moderate.
Don't give a fuck.
Why aren't they all in jail? Mr. Justice Phillips said 4 years was manifestly excessive. Burns from Cambridge had posted racist material on Facebook when age 20 and made a 20. That ain't that young. And made a speech.
That's an adult.
And made a speech subsequently posted online by another person containing hate-filled language at a demonstration outside the United States Embassy in Grosvenor Square, London, where when he was 21. So he's a fucking adult. What are you talking about? A kid, his young age. Judges heard that he was a member of the far right supremacist group and had written 140 Facebook posts on an alias account in which he stirred up racial hatred. At his original trial, it's also alleged that he commented on a YouTube video that he wanted to hang the black race, which while sharing Adolf Hitler artwork. Mark Weeks, prosecuting, said Burns was an extremist. And had expressed racist views, particularly toward Jewish and Afro-Caribbean community. On his public Facebook account, which had more than 90 friends, he expressed some of the vilest, most offensive statements possible. He said many of his posts are abusive and insulting towards Jews, who he refers to as subhuman animals, and contains offensive words. A search of Burns' home, who said he has revealed a number, has said to reveal a number of anti-Semitic books, a scarf with a neo-Nazi logo, and a phone containing a further 125 photos depicting racialist views. There was also three audio recordings made by Burns where he alleged to have said a real Holocaust is the only solution to ridding the Jews. These people that have decided that killing Jews is like their thing. That is so weird to me. Like, wasn't World War II like enough bad PR for that cause to be like, yeah, don't, that seemed like the wrong thing to do. Is a jury still out on, you know what? Don't write in. I don't want to know. Mm-mm. Burns, who watched the appeal court hearing from prison via a video link, failed in his attempt to overturn his conviction. So he wanted to overturn the entire conviction because he wasn't as racist as some of his friends.
Yep.
And still ended up getting it reduced. Now, to be honest, I don't know what the correct appropriate amount of sentencing it for being racist is in that country. But it seems weird as a reason to reduce his sentence is to say other people were more racist, and it's not like those people are in jail either.
Come on.
Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, I said 100 when you started reading it. Fuck him.
Yeah, 100 for me as well. 100 for me. Let's move into some other stuff. Let's do some guess the race, everybody. Okay. By the way, oh, forgot to say it. But guess the race is brought to you by Loot Crate. Guess the race brought to you by Loot Crate, a monthly mystery crate filled with exclusive items from the biggest, best pop culture franchise. Go to lootcrate.com/TBGWT, enter code TBGWT, and save $3 off of any new subscription. If you're on a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate offers a epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or if you are the geek in your life, treat yourself. Every month there's a different theme and new exclusive items that you can only get from Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/TBGWT, put in code TBGWT, and get this month's box. October's messaging theme is mystical. So it's going to have Marvel, Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer gear in the box. So get that shit, man. You're going to really... We love opening these boxes. I'm about to open one right now, matter of fact. We love opening these boxes and seeing what we got every month. Mm-hmm. You know, let's do... what is this one? Mm-hmm. Let's do this one and see what's in it. And they got different types of boxes. You got Loot Crate, Loot Crate DX, Loot Crate Loot Wear, Pet. They got pet loot crates for your animal lovers out there. Like, they got something for everybody, man. All right, so this is the Loot Crate DX is what this one is.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah. Heavy metal. Okay, so we got a Galactus figure.
Oh.
Yeah, it look almost like a G.I. Joe, if you guys can see that out there. Super 7 heavy metal is what it says. I don't know, it looked like Galactus maybe. Oh no, I'm sorry, it's heavy metal Lord of Light glow edition. Damn, this nigga look like Galactus. Anyway, got that. Let's see what else is in there. You get a t-shirt normally. Let me move this. You get a t-shirt normally every month. This one is, oh, this is an Alien shirt. That's the company of Alien. That Waylon, whatever you call it, Waylon Newton Court Bishop model. Bishop is the android and Alien that you know, then the first one you can't trust his ass, and the second one he saves everybody. It's crazy.
Da.
What is this? Alpha 5 Scoops Power Rangers. All right, well, known for a saucer shaped head and red flashing strip on his eyes, a signature phrase, aye aye aye. Alpha 5 was kind, innocent, friendly robotic assistant to the legendary sage Zordon.
Oh, the little, yeah.
By the way, I really liked that movie, and it didn't make that much money. I don't think we're gonna get a sequel to Power Rangers, man.
Oh, I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Oh yeah, so it's Alpha 5.
Oh.
And it comes with ice cream. It comes with ice cream, that ice cream cone it can hold right there. Oh, man, they got action figure heavy this week. I mean, this month.
I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mega Man versus Shadow Devil. And you can set up this to make them fight each other.
Aww.
Mega Man figure. What is this? This is Star Trek. All right, let me open this up and see what about Star Trek it is, though. All right. Just tearing this box all up. Oh, okay. This is Star Trek socks? Yeah, Star Trek socks with the Star Trek emblem on them. And it's, and there's two pair.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's from the new Star Trek too, guys. The one starring the black woman. So I would definitely be rocking those. By the way, Star Trek Discovery is so good.
It's That's what everybody been saying. Everybody been saying it is so good.
And then if you don't know what your stuff is, it always comes with a little handy brochure to tell you, like, what am I getting in my box this week, you know? So yeah, man, cool. Let's get into, and like I said, lootcrate.com/TBGWT, code TBGWT, get $3 off. Let's get into some Guess the Race, guys. I didn't even play the song, did I? Let's do it now. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcasts, and we read to play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen, and the chat room, to guess the race, and of course, they all races, undoing everything we said at the beginning of the show. A woman who faked her kidnapping on Facebook is behind bars.
White.
All right. Thelma Williams, a 38-year-old Ohio woman, sparked a massive police response, including the deployment of a helicopter and shutting down of a highway on Wednesday, when photos and video of her bound and gagged in her basement was shared on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely white. Folks don't care about niggas like this. She white.
The images were sent to a social media platform shortly after noon on September 27th. Alarmed friends and relatives called 911 and said a man had kidnapped her. It was a video and a picture of her saying that they have her and were going to kill her today. When police arrived, they found Williams in the basement of her Middletown home, loosely bound, with a pair of underwear in her mouth. She told police that a masked man had attacked her that morning and had tied her up. According to Williams, he recorded the images, posted them, and then called a contact on Williams' phone and laid the phone by her side and left. After investigating, police discovered that Williams had recorded the cell phone videos herself, and then she admitted the kidnapping was a hoax. In an interview with police, she was arrested and charged with filing a false report. Fifth-degree felony. We can actually see her waiting for it in the video to come on so she can get her serious face on. Oh, come on. This, you got to be the dumbest criminal. Oh, my God.
I like that show, American Dumbest Criminals.
Mm-hmm.
That's my jam.
We find her story totally a fabrication, says Sheriff Richard Jones. Williams' daughter was terrified when she first saw the video, but believes her mother pulled a stunt to ask for help, not attention. My mom made this up. It's not for attention. It's because she needs help, not because she needs to be behind bars. Jones has been asked.
Well, she broke laws, though. They wasted resources.
Right? Like, well, then when is it okay? When does someone need to be behind bars then?
Yeah, you need to be held accountable. She knew that was wrong.
Right. Like, what are we even talking about here? At any rate, guess the race can.
White.
All right, check the chat room and see what you guys believe. Cocaine white, they used a helicopter. Becky ass, stupid head white. One of Dr. Yakub's children, white girl. Lone wolf white. Recorded the video without turning the phone sideways.
Aww.
So AC's going black. The cops wouldn't have come looking for a black woman. White. Searching for her inner Gwyneth Paltrow white. A pancake butt. Natalie Hall want attention. Natalie Hall want attention. The correct answer is she was white. One person did say black. She was doing the most in this fucking picture too.
Mm-hmm. You probably heard that Thelma, but you wasn't fooling me. I know Thelma and Louise. Thelma could be white.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy and Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
You know, she wasn't black.
Mm-hmm. They put too much resources behind this. I said, no.
And I can't tell in this picture, but it looks like she doesn't have a shirt on. Like, she cut her shirt or her jacket to show, like, some of her chest. Not the nipples or anything, mm-hmm. but to show, like, most of her titty, which is, like, maybe she's trying to imply she, I don't know. All I know is this is all bad.
Right. There are people out here really getting kidnapped and sexually assaulted and shit like that going missing, and you wasting resources. You ought to be charged.
Right. A rejected suitor who sent a 17-year-old his credit card details to buy anything her heart desires after she turned them down is left eating his words when she orders a $1,000 bouncy house.
Ah! Gotcha.
I wanna be sugar daddy was left eating his words after he sent his credit card details to a crush, telling her to buy anything her heart desires, only for her to use it to purchase a $1,000 bouncy castle. Legan Wilson, 17, of Lubbock, Texas, was very flattered when an old friend from a summer camp reached out to her and offered to take her out on a date, but said she wasn't interested in pursuing a romantic relationship with a childhood pal. However, after she kindly declined his romantic offer, the unnamed suitor persisted in trying his luck, insisting that she deserved to be a little spoiled, and sent her pictures of his credit card just in case you ever need anything at all. And he really did send her credit card pictures. He hit her up.
Hello, Hasbro toys.
So then he hit her up the next day. Which day was this that he sent her? All right, so he hit her up the next day and said, everything okay? And then with a picture from, I guess, his email that said, Jungle Jumps, welcome to Jungle Jumps. Dear so-and-so, we thank you for creating an account with Jungle Jumps. And she said, he said, babe, what is this? And she said, you said anything, right? And then he said, did you buy a fucking bouncy house?
Oh, now you want to be mad.
Right. He had feelings for me, but I didn't have feelings for him. After telling him I didn't feel the same way, he said he would leave me alone. Then he said, but, followed by texting a screenshot. I want you to have some, he wrote to her while sending pictures of the front and back of his car, which she kindly blocked out of the share and grab of the conversation online. Just in case you need anything, anything at all, anything your heart desires, he added. But his attempts to buy her heart didn't sell well with the blonde Texan. I wasn't going to use it at first because I was annoyed he thought he could buy me into a relationship, but also because it wasn't the smartest thing to do. When I first saw it, I was surprised, but it was I just kind of ignored it because it wasn't the smartest move. At the second thought, Legan thought to make use of the most opportune gift and purchase a Purple Princess inflatable bouncy house, the same childhood hit from the youth birthday and block parties. Oh my God. When he got the email, he asked her what it was and all that shit.
Your dick is not your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, she turned him down. That should have been the end of the whole transaction.
Yeah. She revealed she really had no need for the bouncy castle, but the idea came to her on the drive. I don't have any good reason for a bouncy house other than seeing one while I'm out on the drive and thinking, wow, well, why not? A Legan purchase was no cheap venture. According to the shop website, deflatable castle retails at $938, and that's on sale. So then she told everybody on Twitter, it got shared, 77,000 retweets, 43,000 likes.
Good God.
And the fans in the comments section credited the teenager with respect for her hilarious purchase. Don't you mean there's no bouncing back from this? One Twitter fan wrote. You're my hero. Can I come? Multiple people asked. Another fan shared the idea. Thought that the idea was brilliant, as one would never purchase a bouncy house for themselves, but on anyone else's dime would be a bright idea. So yep. Someone said, why'd you block out the number? We're all supposed to eat. She said he was pretty annoyed with me, but I mean, I think a bouncy house falls under the category of anything. He doesn't really want anything to do with the tweet, and I don't think he knows just how popular it was. As for me, I had no idea it would have gone viral, she said. She plans to throw a party with the highly anticipated bouncy house when it arrives, but it's unclear if her many Twitter fans are invited aside from the castle purchase. She also used the card to buy some chicken nuggets. I definitely plan to throw a party with it whenever it comes in. I'm not sure when that is, she said.
We might cancel the shit.
Guess the race.
Oh, everybody in this is white. Everybody involved. If this was some niggas, they'd have been like, girlfriends get shot up a bouncy house.
A black girl would have taken some friends to Bella Noche because where else you supposed to go, white?
Yes!
Lubbock, Texas, that's a white girl. White, we would have paid some bills first. That's how the ball bounces. Yeah, it looks like his princess is in another bouncy castle. Black girl would have told her you ugly anyway after she said no. Oh yeah, gotta have some massage noir in there. Come through, white China. White China? White people, shit, white, and she saw a sucker and she licked it. Becky. And then someone said Hispanic. The correct answer is white. She's white. And somebody said Hispanic. But yeah, she went and copped that castle for herself, man. Can't blame her.
Come on.
And shout out, dudes are weird like that, cause right. How you gonna be mad when you send her your fucking credit? What do you think was gonna happen? And then I guarantee he thought, like, and then she'll have to give me some pussy because she got some money. Like, nigga, she said she wasn't fucking you. Find another chick. There's plenty of, go down to the Bunny Ranch brothel. It's open at the 24/7, apparently, at the National Tragedies even. And just hit them up and they'll hook you up with some pussy for some money. If you gonna spend $1,000 on something.
I don't understand, dudes. All like, she said no. Like, And it's one of those things where he didn't respect her, no.
Right.
So she was like, fuck it. You ain't gonna go away. I take your money.
Right. A woman in an SUV tried to run down a victim and beat her with a bat, said the New Orleans police.
Mm.
Javonda Bazil, 29, is wanted on charges of aggravated assault and aggravated battery. Yep. She's accused of accelerating her SUV toward another woman and then, after the victim missed being hit, jumping out the vehicle and beating the woman with a bat.
Good God.
Javonda Brazil is wanted on charges of aggravated assault and aggravated battery in connection with Friday night's beating at Painters and Roman Streets. Around 9 p.m. Friday, the victim and her child's father were arguing at the intersection of Painters and Roman when a gold-colored SUV pulled up. That's when the SUV driver, later identified as Bazil, began arguing with the victim. The victim told investigators that during the argument, Bazil put her SUV into drive and accelerated towards her. The woman avoided being hit, police said, but fell to the ground. The victim was still on the ground when Bazil exited the driver's seat, armed with a bat, hit the woman several times. The New Orleans Police Department did not provide information on the victim's injury or disclose the relationships between Bazil and the victim or Bazil and the father of the victim's child. Anybody that has any information on the whereabouts of Javonda Bazil is asked to call the police so they can find her. Karen, guess the race.
Black.
Karen's going with black. All right, let's check the chat room, see what y'all believe Javonda Bazil's race is. Wouldn't have been upset if some chicken was thrown at her. Black.
Oh.
black, excessive syllables in her name, black as motor oil. Javonda, come on buddy. Black, moon cricket. Javonda, know what happened at the New Orleans. Black, and Javonda is black. Everybody went black on this joint, and y'all are all correct. That's sad. I mean, you try to run. I mean, you almost caught a murder case for hitting her with a car. Guarantee it was over that no good ass nigga. For sure. That's 100% promise on that one. And y'all know how I know that.
Hold on, that can make you slap somebody.
That's how. Because dick will make you slap somebody, guys. She was definitely trying to slap somebody on that. All right. Let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. So, all right, double the points, double the race in the bonus round against the race. So far, everybody all over the place. I think Karen's 3 for 3, though, right?
Yes.
All right, let's see if she can finish it off strong, guys. Investigators are searching for a 58-year-old man accused of using a metal-like object to hit another man in the back of the head during a fight about money.
Oh.
Thaddeus Rose is wanted on charge of aggravated battery in the fight. The victim told investigators around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, Rose approached him from behind and struck him in the head with an object. The strike resulted in a large laceration to the back of the victim's head. The victim told police that the fight began because Rose believed the victim owed him money. However, the victim denied owing him any money. Well, that is a good way to get hit upside the head.
Come on!
unless it wasn't really about money. I mean, it could have been
about something. That'll make you slap somebody.
Could have been about something else. You never know.
Something else.
Anyway, if you know the whereabouts of Thaddeus Rose, call the cops. Karen, guess the race of Thaddeus Rose, 58.
Oh, Thaddeus is old black man. He probably owed him money for dominoes or spades or tonk or something. 21, who knows? It's a card game. He was
dice. They was playing dice, a little CeeLo back there.
They were playing something, and he was like, nigga, you gonna owe me. I mean, you gonna pay me what you owe me.
Yeah, I still feel like my game show idea would really rack up some money if I ever get it off the ground. My old black man or Greek name game.
They sound the same.
Anthony Mason fighting ass black. Thaddeus black. Black can't mess with the brother's food or money. Black. Bitch better have my money. Black. black, it was probably over $5.
Niggas will fuck you up over $5 now.
Pity Pat, don't eat my big piece of chicken black. This nigga has the same black and mild behind his ear for 35 years. Get like me, old ass black man, pass the pork chop. The correct answer is, and all y'all got it, black. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty open and shut case. Mm-hmm. Oh man, people out here just hitting motherfuckers upside the head for some money. People throwing chicken at each other. World going to hell in a handbasket, y'all.
Come on.
Although I know it's a lot of us in the audience right now, like, man, I hope I get one of them chicken hate crimes.
That's the kind of crime I want.
On the list of hate crimes, throw me a
two piece with a bit with a biscuit.
Can I get a wing? You know what I'm saying?
A
hey,
thigh.
I started riding up on white people when they get out of line in Bojangles. Hey man, do you hate niggers? Cause I sure could use a two piece.
I sure could use a leg.
Mm-hmm. Like, go on, let me get the barbecue sauce. I want to dip them in the barbecue sauce. So I like to dip my biscuit in that. Anyway, let's go to the last section, which is, of course, Sword Ratchetness. And don't forget, tomorrow, Jess Wood is going to be on the show.
Woo-hoo!
That'll be at 6 o'clock. Now give me my motherfucking $5, boy. You know I beat you at Big Wiz.
Oh, you know that conversation was serious. He talking about I don't owe you.
That's well, I don't owe you shit. What you gonna do?
Guarantee
you gonna do, little nigga?
Guarantee you that's how that went.
Salesy man sentenced following a samurai sword attack. A man has been sentenced to jail in a samurai sword attack in Salesy last year. February 17, 2016, a man and a woman were attacked with an ornamental samurai sword in Lawrence Close. Police added that the victim sustained cuts and bruises and they were treated at the hospital, at Richards Hospital in Chichester. Sam Bath, 53, guessed the race, black, white. He's actually a white man. From Northfield, Selzy was arrested and subsequently charged the following day with possessing an offensive weapon in a public place, harassment, and two counts of wounding with intent. On September 19th, the trial concluded at Chichester Court, I don't know which way you pronounce it, with the jury finding him guilty of the two serious assaults and not guilty of the harassment. Police confirmed he has pleaded guilty at an earlier hearing to being in possession of the sword. Bath was sentenced December 23rd for each of the wounding with intent offenses. He received an additional sentence of 14 years, comprising of a custodial term of 10 years and an extension period of 4 years, which are to run concurrently. So that's still 10 years. He was given no separate penalty for being in possession of offensive weapon. Well, he'll get 10 years for attacking some people with a sword. I mean, that's better than what they normally get, but
right.
You know, if it was a gun, it was attempted murder, I wonder if it would be different.
Me too.
But he has to serve a minimum of 10 years in prison before he even be considered for release, so that's good. I wonder what he attacked him about. You know, that seemed like a crime of passion.
That could make you slap somebody.
Duh!
That's probably what it was. A lot of people out here fighting over this dick, y'all.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right, man, we'll be back tomorrow with Jess Wood, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the show tonight. I hope you had a good time despite all the sad shit. Hopefully we ended on a high note.
I know.
Go out there and see if you can get some chicken thrown at you guys. Get
right.
Make a YouTube video. I was thinking, like, I would make a troll video of me crying over that chicken, but I feel like it's too soon. All right, man, we'll talk to y'all.
Chicken on the ground and you crying because it missed your car.
Right. Why'd you waste this chicken wing? We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Till then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.